صل على محمد وآل محمد.
In the month of Rajab, Muawiyah dies. He was one of the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt and the one who caused the poisoning of Imam al-Hasan, the son of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Muawiyah's son Yazid came to power and assumes his illegitimate seat of Khalifa. He also had similar hatred towards the Ahlul Bayt. Yazid was not a religious or moral person. He forced everyone to pledge their allegiance to him. Imam Hussein, his family and followers obviously refused to pledge allegiance to a man like Yazid, but now they were all in danger. Historians have said that on the 28th of Rajab, Imam Hussein and his followers leave Medina towards Mecca. On the 3rd of Sha'ban, Imam Hussein reaches Mecca and meets the people. In the month of Ramadan, a letter from the people of Kufa is brought to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Within a few more days, Imam Hussein receives hundreds and some say thousands more letters. Some were from the leaders of Kufa and all the letters were in support of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. On the 15th of Ramadan, Imam Hussein sends his cousin Muslim bin Aqil to see the situation in Kufa. About 20 days later, on the 5th of Shawwal, Muslim bin Aqil reaches Kufa and is received by the people who pledged their allegiance to him. He had thousands of supporters. In the month of Dhul Qada, Muslim bin Aqil sends a letter to Imam Hussein to migrate to Kufa, as the people will accept him and Kufa will be safe. On the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, Imam Hussein leaves Mecca towards Kufa. In Kufa, most of the people went against their words and left Muslim bin Aqil alone. During this period, Muslim bin Aqil and Hani bin Urwa are martyred. Hani was one of the greatest companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam and close supporters of Imam Hussein and Muslim bin Aqil. Imam Hussein stopped at many places before reaching Kufa. He stopped at Dhat al-Irq, where the Imam was informed about the situation in Kufa. According to some reports, Abdullah ibn Ja'far brought his two sons Aun and Muhammad to help the Imam. Abdullah was the husband of Sayyida Zainab, and his father was Ja'far, the brother of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Along the way, the Imam stopped at another station where he sent more letters to the people of Kufa. Later on, the Imam stopped at a resting place named Zurud, where he met Zuhair. Zuhair joined the Imam and was a high-ranking member of the Imam's army. On the way to Zubala, the Imam was informed about the martyrdom of Muslim bin Aqil, Hani bin Urwa, and a few other companions. Imam Hussein informed his followers and gave a speech and said to them if they want to leave, they can. At that moment, some people went away and some stayed. The Imam and his followers continued their journey till they reached another place. Some have said this place is called Dhu Husam. A large army was sent by Ibn Ziyad, who was the governor of Kufa, to stop Imam Hussein and his followers. The army was led by Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi. The Imam invited Hur and his army to join him, but they refused. The Imam continued his journey, but Hur and his army followed him. The Imam reached a place called Udaybul Hijanat. A few people joined the Imam here. Soon later, the Imam was also informed that the people of Kufa are against him because they were bribed. He was told people have their hearts with the Imam, but their swords are against him. It was evident here that Kufa was not his destination anymore. The Imam continued his journey, followed by Hur and his army. On the 2nd of Muharram, Imam Hussein reaches Karbala. The next day or so, Umar ibn Sa'd, an enemy of Imam Hussein, reaches Karbala with thousands of soldiers. Negotiations begin with Imam Hussein to submit and pledge allegiance to Yazid. Within a few more days, some reports state that another army with thousands of soldiers reached Karbala to stop Imam Hussein. On the 7th of Muharram, command comes from Kufa to cut the water supply from the camp of Imam Hussein. Soon after, Shimr ibn Dhil Jawshan, the enemy of the Imam, arrives in Karbala with thousands of soldiers. with a letter commanding to fight and kill Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein gave a speech to his companions before the event of Karbala. On the 10th of Muharram, Imam Hussein reminds the enemy of their mistake and severe punishment from Allah. Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi, after long contemplation, repents and joins the Imam and his followers. The battle between the supporters of Imam Hussein and the enemy began. Imam Hussein and his supporters are martyred. The camp is looted and the blessed severed head of Imam Hussein is sent to Kufa. On the 11th of Muharram, Umar ibn Sa'd and his army leave with the captives of Ahlul Bayt from Karbala to Kufa. After Kufa, the captives of Ahlul Bayt were sent to Damascus. After a long stay in Damascus, the members of Ahlul Bayt returned to Medina.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.